Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel, the night is warm with clear skies in most major cities. In Tel Aviv, it's a pleasant evening. Jerusalem is experiencing similar conditions, and Haifa is enjoying a calm night. Here are today's headlines. First, in Lebanon, they are monitoring the secret battle of the IDF. Reports from Walla indicate Israel is determined to conquer Hezbollah's stronghold at any cost. Also, UK Foreign Secretary Miliband earlier pressed Israeli Foreign Minister Sa'ar on Gaza aid and West Bank violence, according to the Jerusalem Post. Also this hour, a new poll by JNS reveals only 23% of Americans feel comfortable discussing the Israeli-Palestinian conflict without fear of reprimand. Separately, Maariv reports claims that settlers have besieged two Palestinian families in the village of Kusra for 3 days, leaving them without water and electricity. And finally, in earlier reporting from JTA, Iran has appointed Amieh bombing suspect Mohsen Rezai to its National Security Council. Here's what people are saying online. Amishai Stein, a correspondent, posted just minutes ago that officials believe the Lebanese army is not doing enough to disarm Hezbollah in a pilot area. Al Arabiya English, a major news outlet, reported breaking news that Iraqi Prime Minister Ali al-Zaidi has ordered legislation to bring weapons under state control. Raylan Givens, sharing insights from the Wall Street Journal, noted that Israel briefed the Trump administration about an Iranian threat to target Air Force One, which led to a security diversion. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's secret battle in Lebanon. Walla reports that Israel is targeting tunnels believed to be controlled by the Revolutionary Guards. This move is seen as a strategic effort to weaken Hezbollah's grip in the region. The implications could be significant, potentially escalating tensions between Israel and Hezbollah. Turning to the diplomatic front, the Jerusalem Post shared details of a conversation between UK Foreign Secretary Miliband and Israeli Foreign Minister Sa'ar. They discussed pressing issues, including Gaza aid and Hamas disarmament. This discussion reflects ongoing international concerns about stability in the region. Meanwhile, the JNS poll reveals discomfort among Americans when discussing the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. This suggests a challenging climate for open dialogue on Middle Eastern issues in the United States. In a related development, Maariv reports on the alleged siege of Palestinian families in Kusra by settlers. Activists claim the families have been without essential services for days. This situation underscores ongoing tensions and humanitarian concerns in the West Bank. Finally, from earlier today, JTA reported Iran's controversial appointment of Mohsen Rezai to its National Security Council. Rezai is wanted in connection with the Amieh bombing. This appointment may strain Iran's relations with Argentina and the international community further. On the economic front, first, Katech reports that a testable, backed by RAND and other Israeli tech alumni, has raised $20 million to secure AI. They are focusing on zero-knowledge cryptography for verification. Separately, Ynet Business informs us that Moody's has upgraded Teva Pharmaceuticals to investment grade. This change reflects the company's growth and continued debt reduction. And finally, Walla Business warns of a new vacation scam. It involves fake last-minute deals requiring advance payments, affecting many vacationers and reservists in Israel. That's your Israel 18 News update for the evening. We'll be back with more at 11 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.